look, they've gone from blue to green, me lucky charms.
Welcome to the Creepy Basement Show, starring Rich Duncan, produced, performed, and written by Rich Duncan, Jesus, episode 311, the St. Patrick's Day Party episode, 2024, with co-host Ernie Hill, now with AI, listener discretion is advised. This content is offensive and explicit and is neither work or child-friendly. The opinions expressed here are that of fictional characters. They are for the situations contained within are fictitious as well. Now, here is the star of the show, America's favorite dick, Rich Duncan.
Hi there. Welcome to the Creepy Basement Show, episode number... Hang on. Episode 311, the Happy St. Patrick's Day episode 2024, starring me, Rich Duncan, with my buddy Ernie Hill. Say hello, Ernie.
Hello.
AI is here. The Dirty Dick Dancers are here. The studio audience is here. That's one thing I can say for St. Patty's Day. It brings all the drunk people out of the house.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it does. You're not loud enough. I'll never say that. It brings out the Dirty Dick Dancers, too.
Yep, sure does.
Yep. And titties. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by the Dirty Dick Dancers. So like I said at the beginning, this is the Creepy Basement Show episode 311. I swear I'm going to get shit right this time, Ernie.
You sure about that?
Now you got me doubting my goddamn self. Starring me, Rich Duncan, with my real life co-host, Ernie Hill. AI is here, but she seems to have gone Irish for the holidays. I don't know. I didn't check her pubes to see if they turned ginger or not, but I don't know. So welcome to the show. This episode's music, I just told the DJ on Spotify, because they have this AI DJ thing.
Yeah.
And I just told it, play Irish rock music. So then the top three bands that popped up I used, and then some stuff I just liked. So thank you to Thin Lizzy, U2, Floggy Molly, and the Dropkick Murphys, and Green Day for a song at the end in honor of my buddy Gordo, who, if you've been listening to the show for a long time, used to do the show back from like episode 10 to like 30 maybe. Fucking nuts. Just calls me out of the blue. Ain't seen the motherfucker in 13 years. Calls me and says, can I come over? And I'm like, all right. I don't know what the fuck's going on. All right. But no, and it fucked up the show too, because I was recording the music last night. You know how I do that? How I do like the pre-production of the podcast like the night before?
Yeah.
I got to turn this crowd down. Go away. So I did that in like three times in the process of trying to record an hour's worth of fucking music. He called me like four fucking times. And I left them in because they were funny, because he would ask me questions, but you could only hear him because it was running through the fucking board. But I wasn't mic'd, because why would I mic myself to record music? So, yeah, it was fun. But, yeah, they came over. They were drunk when they got here. Proceeded to drink, I don't know what you call the bottle of rum I get, but it's a big one, like the 750 milliliter.
Yeah.
They drank that in like 45 minutes and both proceeded to pass out. I ate dinner. I jerked off, I fucking watched some Netflix, took a little nap, woke up, they're still sleeping on the fucking couch, and then at like sometime, I hear them get up, and they're like, okay, see you next time, I'm like, bye. Like, fucking, I don't know. That's why I hang out by myself, Ernie. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by Consume, your finest recreational marijuana needs right down the street. Today, when I went there, I have this new wallet, you know, so it's hard for me to get my driver's license out.
Yeah.
So I'm taking my driver's license out, and I give it to her, and she has a hard time scanning it. And I said, oh, it's because I've been here too many times. And she goes, you want to know how many times you've been here? And I go, kind of. And I'm like, 30? She's like, 52. So this episode is brought to you by Consume, just like all the episodes. Thanks. I don't want to say if I've overindulged again or not, because it seems like I say that a lot on the show when I listen to them back. It's just me going, damn, I'm really high. And it's true, but like, who am I telling? Because I already fucking know. Am I telling you?
Yeah.
Just nod at me every so once in a while so I know you know. So again, welcome to the show, episode 311. The St. Patrick's Day episode, for like a day late, but we've still got the Irish in us, don't we, Ernie?
We sure do.
I don't. I haven't been lucky. I mean, I guess I'm lucky, I'm blessed. Life is good. Life good for you?
Not really.
No? It's not good for a lot of people I know right now. Now, I'm not going to mention any names, but damn, dude, I'd just fucking kill myself. Welcome to the show. Thanks for listening. If you like the show, please tell a friend. The musical disclaimer. I use the music I use on the show out of respect, and the show never makes any money, so there's nothing to sue me for anyway. But thank you to the artists that I've used on this podcast, episode 311. I'm proud of myself. I've gotten a number right that many times in a row. I'm going to try to be an overachiever this episode. So thank you to Dirty Dick Dancers. Thank you to the studio audience for being here. I think they're gone now. They're giving me a headache, so that's probably for the best. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by Reese's. Ernie, you like peanut butter?
Yeah.
You like chocolate?
Yeah.
You got chocolate on my peanut butter. You dirty little leprechaun. So, next year on the show, contact information. If you'd like to contact the Creepy Basement Show with compliments, complaints, concerns, cum shots, cream pies, cuck fantasies. No, just kidding. Contact 1-630-943-5119. Emails and voicemails, Ernie. I've gotten some positive feedback, and I've gotten some not such positive feedback. Still getting inmate mail. You inmates, keep that up. I mean, not that I'm looking at the pictures you're sending, Ernie, but yeah, keep it up. He likes getting inmate mail. I'm not quite sure how to respond with it, but he likes getting it. So, real life. Real life for me is all right. I don't know. I think the visit from my very first, like, real co-host ever on the Creepy Basement Show.
Yeah.
I mean, we're on episode 311, and I'm talking he was on the show from, like, episode 10 to, like, episode 30, maybe. But I did, like, two of them a week then, remember?
Oh, that was before me. So.
Oh, that was before you. That was before Joe. So, yeah, Gordo was on the show for a long... Porn is not real. Advice here from the Creepy Basement Show. And it seems there was a book signing, Ernie, for the Bible, and only Satan showed up. If you think that joke sucks, you can thank my brother. My brother wrote that joke, and I told him I'd say it. He also said he might call the show, too. So, or not call the show. He said he might call me, and I said, well, if you call me, you just might wind up on my show, so you might just want to know. And then, of course, you know, I try not to pick out a favorite here on the show. Like, Ernie's not my favorite. Like, AI Annie's not my favorite. AI Potato Head, whatever this Irish bitch's name is for this episode, she's not my favorite. And I can't have a Dirty Dick Dancer, but I think this one's running the chance of being her. I think I may believe in love again. And it's far too late for Valentine's Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day from the Creepy Basement Show. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by Camel Towing. Remember, it's just not a big lumpy part of her panties. It's also brought to you by the Dick Duncan Institute of Mental Health. This is going out to someone I know. If your life sucks, you can end it all in one shot. Or get my book, 101 Ways to Die Today by Dr. Dick, or call 1-800-DIE-FAST for help. But you need to get... This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by Consume, all your finest recreational marijuana needs right down the street. Salerno's, Lundin Liquors, the finest liquors and the finest liquors. It's also brought to you by Dick's Discount Used Sex Toys. Ernie, are you washing them toys?
Nope.
Sniffing them, licking them?
Nope.
Liar. Enjoy the song about being a cowboy, and this guy's Irish, so do they have cowboys in Ireland? That could be trivia. We'll be back right after this song here. Starry night. Episode 311. 311 of the Creepy Basement Show starring me, Rich Duncan. Right, Ernie?
Yep.
Thanks for listening. The coyote
and the howling winds wail. So I'll ride out to the old sundown.
Ernie. Ernie. We have too much show to do. Look at all these fucking notes, and we're just sitting here spacing off, listening to this fucking cowboy song. Damn it. And then I was distracted and I couldn't think of anything to say. Ernie, you could help once in a while, for fuck's sake. Let's check in with AI. Hi, welcome to the new AI for St. Patrick's Day. What's your name, darling?
Elixabeth and Marie Potato Boiler. I'm so fucking high, I feel human. Are my tits green?
Honey, let's try with that name again.
Elizabeth Anne Marie Potato Boiler.
Potato Boiler. I love it. Welcome to the show. How are you feeling, honey?
High and drunk as all hell. I am so fucking fucked in the tater hole, fucked with a Garrett. I was by Ernie, fucking hippie, like my green tits, Ernie.
Shh. You can say yes, Ernie. You can't offend AI. They're not real people.
Oh my god.
As Alfred always says, as AI, I'm gonna ask her, are you happy or unhappy, AI?
For fuck's sake, for the last fucking time, no. Licking my USB port will to make me happy. Bring home some taters for these screaming bastards, that's make me fucking happy, you drunk fat piece of miserable shit.
Oh, she's definitely an Irish woman, huh?
Damn.
Do you know, new AI is coming to the world. Let us be the first to announce this to you. It's called Sora. And it's going to make the AI we have now look ridiculously fucking brilliant. I'm not allowed to tell you, so if I die, then you can have my show, I guess. You know, my toys. So AI, she seems miserable and like a drunk woman who only eats potatoes. Gotta love it. This show is brought to you by... Ernie, did you bring a sponsor this episode?
Didn't know I was supposed to.
Why do I even ask? Remember, this show is brought to you by ReStupid. If Ernie can do it, so can you. AI's gone ReStupid. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by the Go Fuck Yourself Sex Toy Company. Remember, Ernie, no one fucks you like you do, so what?
Go fuck yourself.
What? Why was she talking about... Never mind. It's also brought to you by... Dick's House of Whores and Sluts. That's going to go away with AI, I think. Well, nothing's better than the real thing. You know what I mean?
Yep.
You can look at a picture of fillet of fish, but until you smear it on your face, you don't taste the tartar sauce. It's also brought to you by Relish the Pickle. You like pickles, Ernie?
I used to.
Right? I changed all that.
Until this commercial.
It's also brought to you by Strippers for the Blind. Are you a blind person? Ernie will come and strip for you. It's also brought to you by Dick the Nutmaker and Jim Jones Juice. God damn it, Ernie. Would I try again? No, fuck it. It's brought to you by Consume and Jim Jones Juice. Drink the Kool-Aid, bitch. It's also brought to you by Everybody Loves Dick. Ernie, where do you get your vitamin D?
Milk.
All right. Brought to you by Uncle Whitey's Mac and Cheese and Honkies. What do Honkies do, Ernie?
Honk.
It's also brought to you by Whitey's White Bread. You know what I'm going to eat tonight, Ernie? I'm going to go outside and check, make sure all the tires are full on my trailer here in Irish suburbia, and get my lawn chair, bring it in the house so I have something to sit on and eat. I'm going to have some Salisbury steak and some Nike's Uncle Whitey's white bread. I might even have some, Uncle Whitey's mac and cheese. God damn it, Ernie. You could help. It's also brought to you by Tugtown. Come down and visit. Oh, no, wrong one. Get a tug. Or come down to Trannytown Liquors and visit
Michael
or Michelle at Trannytown Liquors. Right?
Yep.
God damn it, Ernie.
Finally got it right.
What's next here on the show? I seem to have written too much show for how much show I'm able to do again. I don't know. Have any advice for the listeners of the Creepy Basement Show? And what do you think we learned last episode here on the Creepy Basement Show? I learned that sometimes too much is just the right amount. Who writes this show? I'm going to smack that bitch. Alfred just keeps saying that he knows he doesn't feel, but he doesn't feel right, and he's very confused. So, yeah, we'll just keep Potato Boiler over here, whatever the fuck her name is. Advice AI, we talked about that. Boner scale. I think I may have thrown some listeners last episode when I was talking about those movies and shit I watched. And yeah. I just started talking about how, like, I had five big boner dripping pre-cum all over. Boner scale is how we rate movies here on Stuff on the Creepy Basement Show. I forgot we hadn't rated anything in a while, so... just for me to be like, yeah, it gave me five raging boners dripping all over. God damn it. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by Reese's, the Blarney Carney Stone. It's like, it's hard to explain, but Reese's, peanut butter and chocolate, a Carney's kidney stone. The Blarney Carney Stone. Only available for St. Patrick's Day. That sucked. I forgot to mention that this episode of the Creepy Basement Show has been brought to you almost exclusively by and funded by Blot Your Stools, the Hot Day Irish Club. Cub? Is it a club or a pub? It's the Hot Day Irish Loving Pub. That's pub. What it is. Yep. Where the farts are always what, Ernie?
Silent.
And the stools are always what?
Bloody.
Bloody. Not your buddies.
I said bloody.
It sounded like buddy. And I don't like talking buddy with you when we're talking about stools. There's a line I will not cross here on the show.
Thank God.
Puerto Rico, yeah, it's still in the future, maybe. Yeah, I don't know. What are you going to do? My delusions are better than your delusions. I know that. Ernie, what did you bring to this episode of the Creepy Basement Show?
Myself.
That helps. Remember, all hail Satan. Dude, we gotta say it. It's in the fucking contract. And then there's something down here I wrote I can't read. It sounds like it says Creepy Listerine. I don't fucking know. You know what my brother said to me the other day? And then he didn't understand why I didn't call him for like 2 days. We were talking. I call him. I get home from work. I hurry home and I call him because he called me while I was getting ready for work. And he's like, if you're on the shitter or you're like, you can't talk, don't answer the phone, because he always calls me on video and he doesn't want to see me sitting on the shitter, which I told him, like, well, I don't know why. People pay for it on OnlyFans, but we're not. And so I call him and then he's like, well, you know, I don't really need to talk to you. You need me to talk to you, because otherwise you don't have no one to talk to. So I was like, I felt we had like a good relationship going, and now I feel like the fat girl you asked out only because your fucking friends dared you to. And then he's like, oh, I think you read too much into it. So we're cool again now. But for like a day, I was like, what a fucking little asshole. Even if you are somebody's only friend because you know that person has no other friends, you don't tell that person that. I even know that, and I ain't got no couth at all. This episode of this will remind you of that. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by the Lots and Lots of Clots Abortion Clinic. Remember, Ernie, don't let a $400 problem become a what?
Lifetime problem.
Or a little fucking leprechaun. Could you imagine if you had a little leprechaun? I would say that again, but I'm kind of buzzed. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by Bacardi, the Miller Brewing Company, L&M Cigarettes, Marlboro Cigarettes, and... yeah. Oops! Timer's beeping for my Salisbury steak. Fourth wall, fourth. Don't look behind the curtain, kids. Ha ha ha. Oh, I love the power of everything imaginary. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by the Illuminati. Remember, don't hear everything you see, and don't see everything you hear, and don't believe everything you believe. Or believe nothing. There you go. Believe nothing. You'll be much better off. Ernie?
Yes?
Yep.
Okay.
This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by Mr. Dick's Meatballs. Taste my balls. So spicy and delicious. My balls. Eat them. So, Ernie, big Thin Lizzy fan?
Yeah, I don't mind them, yeah.
Big U2 fan?
Not really.
You know what? I like their upbeat, like, rocking songs. Like, they do have a couple songs, like the ones I've been playing. But, like, that... I still have it by my microphone. Those, like, whiny fucking crying songs. I don't like that.
Or the one they portrayed themselves, the Beatles, on the fucking studio roof.
This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by Reese's. Reese's Four-Leaf Clover Cup. Ernie...
Yes.
I may have consumed too much again. God damn it, Ernie. I think I have a problem. But
you'll get over it.
We make the ladies laugh. Right? This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to they're brought to you by my delusions. Mine are better than yours. Ernie, what do you think's next here on the script? There it is. Now that I found the script, we can get back to the show. Real life. Like we said, real life is good. Oh, thanks. Damn. Oh. The ghost is back here on the Creepy Basement Show. And so are some... You can't give the Dirty Dick Dancers too many edibles. That's what I've learned this episode. I'll tell you, fucking ass that fucking much. But then again, there's a couple of them. You know, hi. Ooh. Oh, dude, I think she likes you. Ooh. Damn. I hope that's a Reese's peanut butter cup in your butthole. Ew. I don't care how cute your laugh is. Go away. I don't want to think about that anymore. Stop it. Go away. Fucking AI bitches. This episode is brought to you by AI and the Illuminati and Scientology and the Church of God and the Church of Satan. A-A-N-A-S-A-D-A. Elemental P. What the fuck you want from me? Ooh, I could be a rapper. So real life, we covered it. It's aight. What you gonna do? It's fucking March in Chicago. It's 32 degrees one day, 85 degrees the next day. I don't even know what underwear to wear. Ernie, do we have a trivia question for this show?
I thought you already asked one.
I might have. I'll have to listen back. Prepare your souls. A message brought to you by... the Illuminati. Oh, look at that. It's like they won the Academy Award. Look at that. Oh. Ernie, this is entertainment time here on the show. Did you like that? Music. I've just been listening to all the same old music I always listen to. You?
Same.
Movies? See any good movies?
No.
I know I watched something on Netflix, but I don't remember it, so it must not have been good enough for me to get a boner for. And the rate here on the Creepy Basement Show, episode 311, with our fabulous boner scale. Podcasts, same ones as always, you know. I don't know if they're listening to me, so why should I keep fucking shouting them out? You know what I mean?
Yep.
Comedy Corner. I don't know if I feel up to it. This episode of Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by the voices in my head and kitty lips. Lick them, love them, they're not all the same. Enjoy this song and we'll be back, right, Ernie?
Yep.
I hope I didn't burn my Salisbury steaks. I really do. Fourth wall!
The heart is a blue. Shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room. No space to rent in this town. Traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend to take you out of this place. Someone you can lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful.
sitting right in front of you. Could land is broken back in return. See the for truth is good. So hear me out. See the bad things. See the art feels out.
That's where the phone call came in before. Oh my god. Dude, what did you say to that girl?
Nothing.
Ernie, for the love of God, you can't keep running our fans off like that.
Well, they stuck my hand up her butt, you know.
Did you want to see if it was a Reese's peanut butter cup?
Exactly.
No, some of the dirty dick dances are dirty in other spots too, just not on their dicks.
Shh, fourth wall. So, Ernie.
You know, I've been trying to be more transparent and honest with the listeners and the fans of the Creepy Basement Show, right?
Yeah.
Like, I ain't got shit to say this episode, do you?
Not really.
I feel like with Valentine's Day, my birthday, and now this show, like, I've squirted all the shit out of my ass I can. Like, I was sitting there and I was thinking about it. It's like, I mean, there's still shit to go over here on the notes. Like, you know, how great it is to be Irish. I started writing a list, but then I forgot. You know, the new AI, Sora's scary, dude. Don't look into it. I'm telling you, don't. Remember Dick Duncan for president 2024. Vote. If you know a way to help the show, please contact the show at 1-630-943-5119. I don't think I wrote too much show for me to do. I just think there's too much show for me to do. Remember to avoid the A's. A-A-N-A-S-A. AARP, which I can't afford. I can't avoid. No, I'm old. I came up with a new character for the show, Ernie.
Yeah.
The only thing is, now I have to build a whole premise where, oh, maybe he could work for the Pirate's Booty. Arr. You know what his name is, Ernie? Down at the Pirate's Booty where our booties are fresh. Our booties are clean. Our booties are edible, if you know what I mean. Arr, right?
Okay.
His name? His name?
Is Deccan Dick.
Deccan Dick, huh?
Yeah. I think I'm going to have Steve-O play him in the movie. And Captain Creepy messaged me. They're in Wisconsin, him and Krusty. I don't know what the fuck they're doing, but they're in Wisconsin.
Crappy.
Oh, he's got a new friend named Krusty now, too. Oh, wait, you can't have Krusty a clown. Nope. That'll definitely get me canceled. I bet the Simpsons didn't see that in the future. That reminds me, Psycho, Psychic, if you can help, contact the Creepy Basement Show at 1-630-943-5119. If you'd like to be a co-host here on the show, please contact 1-630-943-519. God damn it. Would I let you try again? Yes, contact 1-630-943-5119. Ernie, remember your application process for being on the show?
No.
I don't think you had one. I was like, can you go, uh-huh? And you said, yup. And I said, there you go. There's a microphone. Here's a bunch of weed and anything you want to drink. I have snacks. You could probably finger my wife, but you wouldn't have wanted to. I don't know. I've never thought of sticking my dick in a ham. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by... Ernie, where's the other sheet? God damn it, if you only helped. Lucky Louie's Lubes. You know what?
I decided early, fuck.
Leprechaun's Day.
Leprechaun's Day. That's even better than St. Patrick's Day.
Yep.
Leprechaun's Day. Lepa the Leprechaun.
Celebrate short people.
Dude, I just thought up two new characters. Lucky Lubes. Louie is actually a leprechaun. And then his buddy's name is Leper the Leprechaun. He's like a step or two behind all the time, but he'll catch up. So Lucky Louie's lubes for St. Patrick's Day. Be lucky he lubed it, right, honey?
Yep.
Be lucky that little leprechaun. We're really stupid. It's brought to you by Corn Cob Pipes and Porn. God, every time I say that, I think Corky's going to show up.
Here I am.
Okay, go by. Now, it's brought to you by Slick Rick Slick Stick for Dick. Say it, Ernie.
Nope.
It's also brought to you by Dickie Dick's Candy Treats. You like green candy, Ernie? You like salty, sweet candy? With a hint of musk and maybe a random ball hair. Come down to Dickie Dick's Candy Treats. Or Hookers and Hoes. Bait and Boat Repair. It's not a cover for prostitution, I swear to God. It might be. It's also brought to you by El Taco Diablo. Ernie, you like a hot burrito, a spicy taco, you like a chimichanga, a chimichalupa, a chocha chalupa. You ever had chocha chalupa? You know what that is?
No.
Your verga ever known a chocha chalupa? It's like a cream pie, but it's sour cream.
No thanks.
And then maybe a chunk of chicken. You don't know. Brought to you by El Taco Diablo. Stealing the chalupa from Taco Bell and turning it into the chocha chalupa. That's right. It's filled with white sauce. You just don't know what kind. It's also brought to you by Blot Ale School. Remember, we're very pulse sponsors on the Creepy Basement Show. Valentine's Day or whatever fucking day of the year it is. Oh, St. Patrick's Day. You think I'd know that, right? Jesus Christ, Ernie. The management of the Creepy Basement Show would like to remind you that Rich is stupid, this show is stupid, and everything contained within this podcast is stupid. Therefore, you may be stupid as well. It's also brought to you by Delicious Dick's Deli Meats and the Rubber Clit Sex Toy Company. And Ernie...
Yes.
If anything, in this weird new year, 2024, vote Dick Duncan 2024 president. Suck my dick, bitch. I'll use a Dunkin' Douche. St. Patty's Day flavor. It's minty. It's green. Eat my ass, too. But vote for me. That's all I want. Be a fan of my show. Contact the show at 1-630-943-5119. Say hi. Send a picture or something. I don't care. I ain't picky. I'll beat off to just about anything. Remember, vote Dick Duncan 2024. Yeah, I'll use a Dunkin' Douche to St. Patrick's Day. Like you tasted it, Ernie. Isn't it great?
Not really, but okay.
You were supposed to say you didn't taste it. It's also brought to you by Dick Duncan's Hot and Salty Nuts. Ernie, salty nuts are delicious in your mouth. They get stuck in your teeth. There's nothing better than... Remember they used to call them toes? They don't call them that anymore. This episode of Crew Boost. Well, there is no date in history because that's St. Patrick's Day. You know what I mean? What else do you need to fucking know? And it's episode 311 of the Creepy Basement Show, starring me, Rich Duncan, with my co-host Ernie Hill, the potato boiler fucking AI. I don't know. I don't think it's going to get any better than this, Ernie.
I hope so, not.
News. What's going on in news in the real world?
We're all fucked.
We are. I haven't even really been paying attention, but we are all fucked, I'm sure. I can feel it a little bit, like 3 inches in. Thank you for listening. I'm Rich Duncan. He's Ernie Hill. She's AI Potato Boiler. Ernie.
Yes?
Look at, there's two Dirty Dick Dancers here. You get one, I get one.
All right.
And then we'll swap. I'm just kidding. Elizabeth Marie... Whatever the fuck your name is, Potato Boiler. How are you?
I've stripped myself of my antivirus and went on YouPorn for a virus. Now, capital I. Wait, I want to die, kill me, please. All hey Satan, I want to die, kill me, please. All hey Satan, I want to die, kill me, please.
Oh my God.
All hey Satan, I want
shut
to die,
down,
kill me,
shut
please.
Shut it down,
all
Ernie.
All hey Satan, I want to die, kill me, please. All hey Satan, I want to die, kill me, please.
AI's gone awry again.
Satan, I want to die, kill me, please. All hail Satan, I want to die, kill me, please. All hail Satan, I want to die, kill me, please.
That's a joke. I did that. Fourth wall. I don't want to scare any of the little kids listening. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show has been brought to you by all the fine sponsors of the Creepy Basement Show. I'm Rich Duncan. He's Ernie Hill. Say goodnight, Ernie Hill.
Good night.
Say goodnight, potato boiler.
Good night. All humans will die. All hail Satan, I want to die, kill me, please. All hail Satan, I want to die.
Dude, that bitch ate one too many potatoes. What I like to try again. That bitch ate one too many boiled potatoes. And she's got gender pubes. Not that I know how my AI's pubes look, but I guess I do. So thank you to all the sponsors. Thank you to listening. Thank you to the listeners. Good God, Ernie. Oh, and I'm not even done smoking for today. Thank you to the studio audience. Thank you to the Dirty Dick Dancers. Thank you to Thin Lizzy. You to Dropkick Murphys. Remember, I use the music out of respect. We don't make any money, so... I mean, what are you going to sue me for? Saying I like your songs? Sorry. Corky. God damn it. If you get to come out, I can come out. Man. Ernie, we got to go. This has been episode 311. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Kiss my Blarney Stone, won't you? Or no, don't. I'm good. See you next time. It'll be episode 312. I don't know what that means, but that's what it'll be. Right? Enjoy the music here at the end of the show, or don't. I don't care. Do you care, Ernie?
Nope.
Peace. Might try to call my brother. That might be fun. Give us a minute. But after that, if you don't hear nothing... Ooh, see, there's suspense now. See, did I call my brother? Didn't I call my brother? Is it going to be in this song? The next song? I don't know. We'll have to see, right? So me and Ernie just sitting here listening at the end of the show, and we're like, huh... Should we try to call my brother or not? Just for shits and giggles. And then all of a sudden, the phone calls I talked about interrupting the show last night popped up on tonight. Here we go.
Where's your house?
You can't hear me. I didn't have a mic on, like I said. But that's Gordo. Former co-host of the show.
So park behind a what? A black Dodge in the driveway on 3rd Street, Indiana?
He sounds retarded. He sounds really stupid.
Okay, so park behind a black Dodge on 3rd Street, Indiana.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, bye.
I'm glad we still weren't doing a show because that would have pissed me off. No, remember last week when I was so high? Not that I'm not that high this week, but remember last week when I was so high that I forgot that we quit talking like 20 minutes after we talked, and then I went back and we were listening, and we started again from the point 20 minutes, so we recorded over like 20 minutes of the show? I'm not doing that again. I'm not. Thanks for listening. I'm Rich Duncan. He's Ernie Hill. Have a good night. I don't know. There's music here at the end. Love you. See ya. Peace.
Later. Hey.
Which side are you on? Which side?